Hello, my dear friends. Today, I want to talk about the mini story of Thought Mastery. Let's get it started. There was an incredible woman named Shri. Shri was a linguist, and she wanted to study Swahili. As you know, a linguist is a person who studies languages. Back to the story. Shri spoke 247 languages. In fact, she had total mastery in 247 languages. But she needed another language, actually. She wanted to study Swahili as well. Swahili is spoken in Africa. It comes from Africa. She wanted to learn Swahili first. First, she tried a visual method. Visual means with the eyes, connected to the eyes. Shri read textbooks and grammar books after that. She studied Swahili with visual method for 2 years. Every day, she read grammar books and textbooks. But after 2 years, Shri was frustrated. She still couldn't speak Swahili. So she modified her approach. She changed her technique. She changed her way of learning. Her new method or technique was kinesthetic approach. Kinesthetic. Kinesthetic means related movement and the body. So related to the movement, feeling, physical feeling, and the body. Let me to tell more about kinesthetic, which Shri used for learning. Kinesthetic calls TPR, and Shri had to jump and move while learning. The teacher said jump in Swahili, and Shri would jump. The teacher said sit in Swahili, and Shri would sit. She did this every day. Every day she jumped and sat and moved and walked and wrote and read as the teacher told her to in Swahili. Actually, it boosted her learning. It increased her learning. The kinesthetic method was much faster than visual method. So she used kinesthetic method for just 1 year. She learned faster and faster and better and better. But she didn't achieve mastery. She didn't become a master of Swahili. She was good, but not a master. And again, she modified her approach again. She added something this time. She continued to learn with kinesthetic method, but she added something more. Well, she added an auditory method. Auditory means related to hearing or listening. Related to ears. So a listening method is what she changed to or added. She began to listen to Swahili every day, listening more and more and more. Tons of listening, 3 hours, 4 hours, then 10 hours, then 23.5 hours of listening every day. At last, she became a total master of Swahili in only 1 year.